Oh, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KU Report. Happy to report that I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, let's start off with the gold price. Gold is bouncing a little bit today, up just over $6, trading just above $1,460. But really, when you look at that gold price, it's managed to hold that $1,450 level quite nicely. But still, if you look at a weekly chart, there is a pretty defined downtrend here ever since that 1566 peak back in early September. And this is something you and I have talked about here, Doc, is that this market could move sideways to down for a little while. But now this has been, what, 3-4 months of sideways to down movement. Is it about time for some sort of a pop to come into the gold price?
No, Corey, it isn't. And we had talked about, like you said, weeks ago, we talked about the fact that the most likely scenario here was a slow sideways to down move. And we also talked about back in 1st of September about how it would be weeks or months before we would see that high in gold price again. So it's playing out pretty much the way we talked about it. And it's going to continue, Corey. And December isn't going to be exactly a month to write Mother Home about either. I think we're going to trend down as we move into December. And I think even January is going to be problematic, most likely. But I think we probably bottom sometime in the first quarter of next year.
What level do we bottom at, Doc? What do you think? Down at 1,400, below 1,400? Or do we even manage to stay even somewhere kind of around where we are at right now?
I think we will move toward the area of 1,400. There's a lot of resistance down there. And I think we're going to have to move down there to play with that level for a while. And then if we take that out, I think 1,350 to 1,360 is a real probability. But that's my worst case scenario, is 1,350 to 1,360. That's also an area of a strong Fibonacci of a 38.2% pullback for the gold price. So it wouldn't surprise me if we move down into 1,400 to 1,425, stay there for a little while, and then make the final move down after that. Hopefully we will hold at 1,400 to 1,425, but because, as I said, there's a lot of support at that level.
So what about on the other side of things? What would it take for gold? What kind of a gold move would we need to see for you to have less of a pessimistic outlook? I'm not going to call it bearish, because I don't think even dropping down to, let's say, 1370 is a bearish call. But what would it take to turn you more bullish?
There would have to be some news, fundamental news that's significant. Like a significant deterioration of some of the economic indicators to then get the Federal Reserve talking much more aggressively. The other thing is I would like to see the commercial shorts decrease and see some longs start to take positions. Because I think the commercial paper market right now, or the gold market, had been telling us that we were in for a time of a pressure on the precious metals, actually. So those are the two areas that I'd like to see happen. But I don't think we're going to see, according to the stock market, any significant news as far as our economy getting much worse. It's just going to bump along here, I think. And I think the stock market is telling us that.
Hey, in all fairness, we haven't been seeing great data out of the U.S. economy. It hasn't been horrible, but it has been trending lower. And yeah, right now, throughout this year, actually, the market hasn't really seemed to care. So that is a key consideration. What about for something like GDX, though? GDX, again, just trying to hang in there within this kind of new range from the breakout that we saw in late July, mid to late July. Do you think GDX is going to be able to hang up a bit better than the gold price?
Yeah, I do, actually. And I think the stocks might start outperforming the gold or the metals prices, actually. I'm still looking for a GDX price or a low around 24 to 25. That's, and we're not far off of that, Corey. But I think the odds are pretty good that we might see 24 to 25 in GDX. And then at that point, if we get down there, then I could say what I think it'll do after that. But I don't see GDX getting crushed here. I think we're starting to form a higher trading range for GDX and GDXJ, and that's a good sign. I actually like the way these particular groupings, what they're doing, and I think that's part of the stealth precious metal bull that we're seeing. I don't think we go low, very low again in these, and that's a positive, frankly.
So, Doc, to me, that's very encouraging. If GDX is only going to get down to, let's say, 24 at the lowest level, that's not even a full 10%. It almost is 10%, but that's not a very big move down at all for something like GDX. Can you share some insights, though, into what charts you are looking at where you are seeing this relative strength or limited downside still for GDX?
Well, if you look at, let's say you look at the weekly chart, look at the MACD, and the fact that the MACD is trending down slowly, when you see that type of thing, it's usually a positive. It tells you that there is not a significant change yet in that particular market, and it didn't drop like a stone, and it's trending just gradually sideways to down, and it shows you still have a little ways to go, but there's not going to be any sudden big move down by JDX or JDXJ, and that's, I think, very significant. And if you understand some of these little variations or things, and you know, nobody will write about that, but I've noticed over years that when you get that type of movement, that often you don't get a big sell-off.
All right, let's, besides looking at the MACD, let's also look at the RSI too, because I have this weekly chart open, and I think one of the more significant things here is that the RSI, even after this sell-off, still holding just above 50, which is considered more of the bullish outcome here. And you know what? GDX hadn't held above 50 for quite some time, but it's been above 50 now ever since mid-May when this breakout started. So this is actually a prolonged period of time being in this more bullish outcome. Plus the MACD, yes, it has been drifting lower, but it looks to be turning. Maybe that black line seems to be turning, and it's also in positive territory. Also another kind of bullish factor. Take those two into account here, Doc, and summarize how that's playing into your outlook.
Yeah, and that's actually right. And I was going to mention the RSI, but I didn't when I talked about the MACD. As long as that stays you know, at the 50, the neutral, you might call it, line, and doesn't start going into negative or below 50, the odds are, or if it slowly breaks down, that's a good sign again, even if it gets below 50 a little bit. That's a good sign. But another really, I think, something important is on the monthly chart for GDX. For the first time in years, we're starting to see the 50, I believe it's the 50-month moving average, is starting to turn up. That's a positive in my view. We haven't seen that in years. And I think that will become really good support. And that's right now, that's currently at about 22.22. Well, by next month, it's going to be a little bit higher. And so I see that as a great support area. And by the time GDX gets down into the 24 to 25 range, that 50-month moving average is going to be really, I think, good support for it, and it will be higher.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting to see that 50-month moving average. It's been going through this flattening or bottoming process for a couple years now. And if it can finally start to turn up, and more importantly, if price can get above that level, well, then that's very much a bullish outcome, or I guess I should say hold above that level. Doc, also a quick comment regarding SIL. The argument has been made by a lot of the precious metals bulls that silver and silver stocks especially have been very much outperforming, holding up better and keeping a generally higher level. SIL isn't even really all that close to testing out its, I guess, lower part of this range ever since that breakout. What do you think about that SIL chart?
It looks pretty good, but if we continue to move down with gold, as I think we will into December and even January potentially, I think the SIL may start to break down here a little bit. But I don't see it breaking down a lot, frankly, Corey. I have a feeling we're going to start to move down in the SIL here pretty soon, but I don't see a massive move down, frankly.
Doc, how about a quick comment then regarding silver? What do you think silver could drop to? Where do you see some support there for that market?
Well, silver, actually, you know, it's hanging in there pretty good. I think we could get down to about $15.50 yet on silver. I think that's very possible. I don't see it going much below that, Corey. We have a on the monthly or on the weekly chart, we have a downtrend on the MACD again, and so we're going to continue to move down on silver, but it's not going to be a sudden drop in silver either. We're getting some real consolidation we're going to get some real consolidation for gold and silver at higher levels than it was, I believe. And so that's going to be positive. But I think potentially we could get to 15 and a half to 16 bucks for silver, but I don't see it getting much lower than that.
Okay. Now, just as a final comment here, Doc, are you buying stocks right now, or are you simply sitting on a bit of a cash position waiting still for a continued sell-off, or even potentially, and this is potential, big question mark there, is some of the stocks that you're watching, are you waiting for almost a fishing line sell-off coming into year end?
I think I'll get much more aggressive in December and January, Corey. There's stocks I've been watching, some that have come completely back again, and I'll add to my position again. And I've been saying this for a long time, buy and pullbacks. Now, some of my stocks have not pulled back much, and that's great. But there's others, especially the juniors, that are coming right back down. Well, I'll add again. And my cost basis is really low on some of these. And I don't have a problem with being patient, because this kind of market demands patience. And the people that are going to be patient and that are long-term investors are ultimately going to win out on this thing. And don't let it drive you out of it. Don't let it scare you out of it, because some stocks have done quite well and they're holding their own. They'll sell off a little bit more, but not a lot, whereas others have come right back, and I will probably be getting a lot more aggressive in December and January for the first time in quite a few months. And I will be adding to my positions again, and I've been doing that for the last 3-4 years. I just keep buying and holding for a lot of these stocks. Fortunately, on some of the higher flyers, which are mid-tier or large tier, I've sold some of those in the money. So as they've come back, I've actually done quite well and have not suffered much in this pullback. So I'll use that money to buy some of the stocks that have come back or hit certain technical support areas there that I feel are very strong.
Okay, Doc, we're wrapping it up there. Always interesting to hear your calls for the metals. And you know what? Maybe not the most bullish in the near term, but I think we both agree that this is a longer term, or it looks to be a longer term bull market for the metals. And now just a natural correction we are going through, but it already has taken a couple months and could take a couple months longer. Doc, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.